intro.
Democracy won't stand the test of time. Unemployment and a rising rate of crime. Will you stay or will you go? When the time comes, you will have to go. Are you gonna stand and fight for your race? When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, you will have to know. When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? Predictable is what Powell said to you. Did you listen or you laugh like a pack of fools? Now you can see what fools you were. You had the chance but you blew it. Now you're gonna face the storm and fight it. When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, do you want to know? When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? All the papers, the radio and TV, never known them tell the truth to me. Only there to brainwash you their way. Gotta learn to ignore them every day.
All right. Here we go, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the broadcast. It is January 19th, 2020. So, I listened to a little bit of David Knight over there on InfoWars today, but I was busy with family things and just digging around, reading the hype for this, whatever you want to call this tomorrow in Virginia, is pretty high. Hopefully, there's not a massive operation planned. Hopefully, there's not agents provocateur, something of that nature. Hopefully, there's not, you know, there could be hostile intelligence agencies licking their lips over this. Or intelligence agencies, let's just say, that are not hostile on the surface, that could have elements in place to pull something, you know, vis-a-vis Israel or somebody, you know, who plays our friend on the surface, knowing that they have no friends. And just as our own military, it concluded that they are a very squirrely bunch when you're talking about Mossad and the Cyanim networks that do their bidding, and they have done their bidding throughout our country's history, you know, since before the state was even created. And of course, Britain, King David Hotel and all that stuff. But then later, Levant Affair and USS Liberty and 9/11, of course, and everything, you know. So anyway, it's a big deal. I'm hopeful, you know, I'm digging around and just going on. This is on the Oath Keepers website. So urgent, we need volunteers January 2nd, 2020 to protect patriots at the Richmond Gun Rights Rally. Volunteers needed. We need LEO and military vets to volunteer to help us on the ground at the armed rally in the streets of Richmond on Monday, January 20th, 2020. Not in Governor Northam's absurd disarmed slave pen, out in the streets with the hardcore patriots who will not be disarmed. We put the word out to our members on our Facebook page 2 days ago that we need to be there to do all we can to help prevent this event from going sideways. We are still in need of men to assist. Alex Jones is there. He was doing some live reports. Dabu 7 is there. I think Mike Adams from Natural News is going to be there. So this is a very freaky kind of thing. Some stars are aligned here. You got your big kind of heavyweight, I guess, alternative media. There's plenty of these folks that are going to be here. And so, I don't know what would happen, the tributary effect, what happens down the stream a little bit, if something big happens to one of these folks. Hopefully everything just chills and everybody has their little rally. But as you can see, this is going to be an armed rally in the streets of Richmond, not in Governor Northam's disarmed slave pen. So you've got a big area here where any kind of actors and what we'll call them could, do something here, whether they're counterintelligence, the traditional COINTELPRO model. You've got this Antifa angle here where this Seven Hills Antifa, they're going to be marching alongside with the Pro-2A people and all some of the mainline kind of conservative sites and so forth. We're thinking that this is some sort of, oh, this is nice. Well, any of these goons with their masks, you don't know who the hell this is. This could be an alphabet person right next to you. And I don't like it at all. And this, the black bloc, Antifa, the disguise stuff for these people in these kind of street demonstrations / operations. I don't like this one bit. And so I'm highly, uncomfortable with it. Now, there's also been all over online, people are talking about Antifa types trying to dress up in patriot attire, militia attire, MAGA attire, this sort of things being floated around out here by a lot of people. And so you've got the Martin Luther King federal holiday going on, and whatever you think about MLK, there's been a lot of exposés on MLK and the real nature of who was behind this guy and what he was about and so forth and so on. And I know it's a stickler for people depending on where you're at across the spectrum here, but the traditional kind of hardcore researchers really dug into Martin Luther King, and then, I think it was Pastor Stephen Anderson did this sermon called Marxist Lucifer King. And, you get into this school he attended with Rosa Parks and others, and it was a communist agitprop training school. And I'm going to get into this Trayvon hoax movie that Joel Gilbert's going to put out in a little bit, but there's a lot here with this state senator Amanda Chase, okay? And so she puts this letter out, okay, about a Facebook post, and this is up on Jim Stone's site, but it was on Western Journalism and all kinds of site. So this is this Senator Amanda Chase. Sadly, I'm posting this knowing the governor has declared a state of emergency. I want you to be aware how we are all being set up. So you got a state senator calling on a setup here. Does the Patriot Act ring a bell? Does the National Defense Authorization Act ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of uniform patch or other symbol on their clothing signifying they belong to a militia and something goes wrong, you will be held as a domestic terrorist. I know many of us have all seen this floating around. If anyone steps out of line, all it takes is one person. It may even be a government plant. If that plant does anything to disrupt the rally, you will be arrested as a domestic terrorist. The governor using the media has already set the stage for this to happen. Okay, and she talks about the SPLC over the last 15 years laying the groundwork, the 3 percenters and everything else. so forth and so on. So then later on the site, he goes on to, it's obvious that they are going to full steam ahead with a Virginia gun grab, and it's going to be staged from Israel. Okay. So pro tip, if you can, take your guns to a neighboring state now, keep one with lots of bullets for combat, or they might kick off the genocide. It's that serious. Well, this remains to be seen, in my opinion. And then he's talking about rent a cheap storage locker in another state if friends or family can't receive your weapons. And so anyway, it's talking about, you know, gun grabbing and all this. And so they got these big, and he's showing pictures of these combat gear and all the heavy state equipment, anti-riot stuff, and so forth and so on. You know, this could be the kickoff of something very, very crazy, or it could be something else, but we'll see. I don't know how this is going to play out. This could be bad, or it could be just a nice gun rally and nothing happens. You know, there's a lot of people that are worried. Okay. But let's see here. Ken, get clip two ready. Now, this is the same state senator of Virginia. Now, what's funny about her is I started digging around on her, and she was in, this is from November 22nd. Okay, so this is a couple months ago. I just started digging around with her name, and then let's go ahead and roll clip two real quick.
Hi, everyone. Amanda Chase here. I am in JMU in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I'm at a Senate finance retreat for the next couple days as we discuss the finances of the Commonwealth. We're also making key leadership decisions, especially for the Republican caucus, of which I express my concerns. You know, we lost two seats in the Senate, and they want to continue with the current leadership. We're at a crossroads. I've expressed my concerns. I feel like those concerns were not heard, and we're in the process of deciding what to do. I've said that I'm going to leave the caucus if the current leadership does not change, and so stay tuned for more details, and I'm going to do what's best for the people in the 11th District. Thank you, and y'all have a good night.
Okay, so back in November, she was talking about leaving the caucus, the Republican caucus, okay? And then there's, I've seen other clips of her where she's talking about how corrupt the Senate, state Senate there in Richmond is, and so forth and so on. So she's in this weird kind of a place, and now she's warning against an operation. And don't forget Virginia, okay? Very close to D.C., Maryland, Virgin Mary. I've talked about this kind of Jesuit, you know, the Carroll brothers, and you get into all these families, in Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro family, heavy Baltimore kind of mob connections. This Governor Northam, keep the babies comfortable guy, the butcher, baby butcher Northam. With his, you know, with all his little scandals. And so he, I guess they got him by the short hairs. And so they're using him and his state as an operation. But think of its proximity to all the federal forces in D.C. Remember when Obama was president, I talked about this last week, about the stockpiling of all the 2-point-something billion rounds, the arming of the Department of Education with SWAT teams, and all the weather and all these other, you know, Social Security Administration, all these other departments you would never think that need tactical trained people. And that's why everybody was very, very worried about some sort of a takedown during the Obama administration. So whether you believe Trump coming in was a real scenario, or whether this is just, you know, a continued part of the play, you know, very interesting. So let's say it wasn't real. What is real, and Trump is really this maverick that just, an insurgent that comes out of nowhere, and he he takes out the Republican field. You know, he takes down low energy Jeb and got Daddy Bush doing the sign of like they're going to cut his throat up there in the balcony. And this is, it was all real. And then we remember Daddy Bush's funeral with all the notes that all these people got. And, you know, this whole saga, this whole drama that we're watching play out. So let's say Trump is real. And then so now you've got, you know, this possible beginning of an insurrection here, what looks like an insurrection against Northam. But could this be like the inception of some sort of a chaotic environment to where then basically the entire D.C. metro area becomes put on some sort of a lockdown or something like that? And could, let's say, extraction operations begin against the quote unquote deep state, all of the so-called sealed indictments? Or could it go the other way? Could it be this is the kitchen sink being thrown at Trump and now they're going to try some sort of a tactical thing while the impeachment going on and so forth and so on? You just don't know. Gordon Duff, I was digging around, and this is from his little kind of drop today. But basically, so this is the GOP Senate, 100% mob controlled, has banned all video and voice recording of the impeachment. What few journalists will be allowed in will be cavity searched first and then silenced. The public has no voice of any kind, and every effort to create a fake narrative of events has been created. Some reporters believe they are being followed, their hotel rooms bugged, their cars tracked, and their devices hacked. And okay, so who's this by? Trumpian forces? When allegedly, according to most of the alternative media, that there's a mutiny against Trump in the deep state, in the alphabets, and so forth and so on. I mean, this really just depends on your, you know, flavor of what you dig into. Others have said those around them, even family members, have been subject to unusual happenings, near-miss audio accidents, being shoved down in supermarkets or strange cars repeatedly driving past their homes, turning around in their driveways. It begins. I was just watching the British series Cobra. It's about a prime minister played by Robert Carlyle, a favorite, and events tied to a solar storm that takes down power. The bad guy is the home secretary who rails against immigrants, plays one side against the other, and is cartoonish, two-dimensional, and assaholic, a word I invented so many years ago. Watching this is supposed to make decent people angry at the poor behavior of corrupt and psychopathic politicians, and note how easy it is to play hooligans and the ignorant. Then I stop. Real life in the U.S. is 1,000 times worse than this every day. Impeachment has made it worse still. The truth, Trump is and has always been a criminal, a coward, a con man, a draft dodger, a chicken hawk who loves war, just went for his first one head-to-head with Iran and got our asses kicked by the mullahs and their magic missiles. Well, I mean, you know, Duff is Duff. Trump did it. The 2016 election was rigged by the deep state, not Russia, and the deep state invented Russiagate to cover for Israel, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, along with the kosher Nostrum mob and Federalist Society / neocons who rigged the election. From day one, Trump has been humiliating POS. You see, there are millions, in fact, easy majority of good, decent working people in the U.S. who don't belong to the satanic, phony Christian child rape cults that make up the mega churches across the U.S., a gathering point for criminals and those easily controlled. And it goes on and on, and I'm not going to belabor the stuff. But anyway, so Ken, get clip one ready. So back to this Virginia thing. So the impeachment starts, and then now we've got this Governor Northam, this real, you know, I guess he's got some real dirt on him too. But let's roll clip one. This is hilarious.
Turning now to other news, new arrests investigators say are tied to what authorities describe as a neo-Nazi group. The arrest announced just before the Virginia Supreme Court upheld a gun ban ahead of a Monday rally where the FBI says several alleged members of the white supremacist group were planning to attend. ABC's Kira Phillips is in Washington with this story. Good morning to you, Kira. Good morning, Eva. Well, as of this morning, law enforcement around the country have been put on alert by the FBI, Homeland Security, and the National Counterterrorism Center, warning about possible violence at this upcoming gun rally on Monday in Virginia.
This warning comes after seven suspected members of the neo-Nazi group, The Base, were arrested this week. Court documents describing them as a racially motivated, violent extremist organization.
We're seeing threats of violence. We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol.
In Georgia, the FBI says these three men allegedly had plans to overthrow the government while planning an attack on members of the left-wing group Antifa. That same day in Wisconsin, federal charges were brought against this man for his alleged role in vandalizing a synagogue. And just 2 days ago, three other men alleged to be Base members were arrested. Investigators believe they were plotting to attend the Virginia rally with hopes of starting a racial war.
They're not coming to peacefully protest. They're coming to intimidate and to cause harm.
Virginia's governor now declaring a state of emergency, imposing a weapons ban. President Trump calling out Northam, saying the Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
No one wants another incident like the one we saw in Charlottesville in 2017.
It was Charlottesville just 2 years ago when a neo-Nazi plowed his car into a crowd of protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring dozens of others.
And now authorities
believe... Can stop it. So there's so much there. Charlottesville, this hoax with this fat broad who had a heart attack, Heather Heyer. Okay. And then you got Northam, state of emergency. And then they put this little caveat, oh, they were going to attack Antifa. Okay, so you rile up your little useful idiots that are the real people in Antifa, controlled by the usual suspects. The Base. I mean, folks, I think they just play with people because they know how stupid they are. They forget that we all know, those of us in RBN land and other places, The Base is Al-Qaeda. That's what Al-Qaeda is, The Base, the database. And now all of a sudden these white guys are going to be The Base. We're The Base. If you don't see Alphabet all over this, I mean, come on. You can't get a little better with, you know, naming your group The Base, knowing that Al-Qaeda means The Base. And so a bunch of white guys, yeah, The Base, that sounds great. I don't know. This is just so pathetic to me. It's just... But they know the idiocracy out here, and it'll be a one in a million that even figures out The Base. Holy crap, that's Al-Qaeda. You know, one in 10,000, one in 20, I don't know, but all of us that have been following this stuff forever, we know The Base. They've been talking about that for 20 years. Ridiculous. So, you know, Illinois, here, right across the river from St. Louis, and in the various places, they just went recreational with the marijuana. Now think about Virginia, okay, and think about this thing going on there. Now you got J.B. Pritzker from the Jewish crime family, Chicago, Penny Pritzker. Well, J.B., fat J.B. Pritzker, look him up. He is the governor of Illinois, and I've covered this. Hyatt hotel chain mobsters. They were behind them getting Obama put into office. Okay. Jewish crime family. They went recreational with the weed. And so all over the news in St. Louis, you've got the lines in the dispensaries that just opened up. One of them's in Collinsville. Another one's going to open up in the nightclub district directly across the river from St. Louis, a town called Soge. And these long lines of people all just going to get their recreational weed, all being filmed, all being probably facial recognition filmed, and then come up, watch, the radicals in Springfield, Illinois, they're probably going to pull some anti-two-way stuff. Their economy's in collapse. They've got a bunch of loonies in Springfield, which is basically a subsidiary of Chicago now. Now, there are some hardcores in Illinois and in their rural towns and cities and so forth, but watch. You're going to see this move against the Second Amendment, which it's already pretty crazy in Illinois as it is, but then all these people that go buy their little recreational weed on down the road here, they're going to be like, nope, you're a marijuana user. You know, that's all in the federal blah, blah, blah. So I can see this being tied to an anti-Second Amendment kind of debacle in Illinois. We all saw the Bernie Iowa kind of field, you know, organizer, this Jurek, this character named Jurek, okay, caught by Project Veritas on undercover surveillance, really talking about the gulag system and how, you know, great it was and how many, many Americans are going to be need to be reeducated. You know, this goes really along with the Larry Grathwall stuff, and I've been listening to various programs talking about it, and the Weathermen, Students for a Democratic Society gangs that did all the terrorist incidents in the 60s, and the parallels there with them saying that there's going to have to probably be 20, 25 million Americans killed, and then many of them reeducated to embrace the utopian Marxian society, this evil capitalism, and so forth and so on. Constantly demonizing capitalism, which we don't even have right now. This crony corporatist system is not capitalism. As we know, many planks of the Communist Manifesto have already been adopted into this society. If people would just read it, graduated income taxes and central bank and public education and all of these things, the war on inheritance. And look, I mean, I am not some complete laissez-faire, you know, American Enterprise Institute, you know, Cato Institute type. But I mean, this, what they do is they play this psyop against free enterprise system, and they basically demonize that as capitalism. So, you know, you got these actors like John Cusack. We've got 10 years left to save the world from capitalism. This isn't capitalism. This is state kind of, it's state Bolshevism with kind of a corporatist front. Okay. You know, there has to be, when you have these magnates, these people that arise in kind of a laissez-faire system where you have this, you know, the Rockefellers and the big tycoons that cropped up. Okay. You have to have mechanisms to break their, you know, these big monopolies up. I'm not against having mechanisms to do that. And the founding fathers wouldn't be against that either. They were very leery of corporations, and because they knew that these corporations crop up around private lending institutions. It's all bankster driven. Okay. So we have to keep your eyes on the banks and not necessarily the corporations. The corporations operate in the sphere of the central bank system. All right, they're inextricably intertwined, and so you can lose sight of the forest through the trees. We've got to get a sound money system, and we have to get rid of this kind of fractional reserve fiat system. A lot of people are on the Bitcoin bandwagon, and they think this is the way to do it, the blockchain, Bitcoin, XRP, all these various cryptos. It's all electronic, though, and you know, this is the thing with that, you know, but I hear the music and then we're going to continue, but Incendiary Radio and RBN, and I'll plug the chat rooms when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, whoolisblog.blogspot.com. You know, Ken sent me a little message, and then, you know, Dabu 7, he's up there in Richmond, and he does these little couple-minute clips and basically covers a lot of different news through just short video segments. So the FAA declares a national defense airspace kind of restriction here. So there's a huge GPS jamming drill underway in the southeast. Could that spread up into the D.C. metro area? Very interesting. This thing with the CDC, this screening passengers coming into the country, dealing with this new virus, okay, another virus. I've covered the bio angle since before I even got a show, when I used to call into other people's show, and I looked at that as a very, very plausible scenario. I mean, hopefully this all just blows over and nothing crazy happens, and then we don't go into some state of emergency throughout the country. Virginia gun sales soar as Dems consider draconian, you know, moves against, you know, the best gun salesmen out here are the Democrats. And, you know, at the same time, you've got these Sandy Hoax parents going after gun manufacturers and so forth with this lawfare. A lot going on here. Very strange, you know, watching this. And so this is a hard one to call. At the top of the hour, I'm going to open the phones and let's see what's on people's minds. But for right now, I'm going to switch gears from Virginia and this kind of Second Amendment thing to this racial hoax thing that really started off with Trayvon Martin and then went on with Mike Brown and Ferguson, the Ferguson effect. Then Eric Garner in New York. I think Philando Castile up in Minnesota, Alton Sterling in Louisiana, Freddie Gray in Baltimore. And I was listening to Rents interviewing Joel Gilbert. Okay, Dreams for My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia. Okay, so Joel Gilbert, the documentary filmmaker. And when I was listening to the interview, it really just started. Things started clicking in my head because I'm here in St. Louis and I'm watching ground zero of these basically open society, Soros, you know, Marxian social justice gangsters moving into all of our prosecuting attorneys' offices and then moving on to this bail reform and no money bail. And all this garbage that we're witnessing happening. Okay. So, Ken, get clip three ready. And we're going to play that trailer from the Trayvon Hoax movie site. And then I'm going to just kind of go through some of these connections that started clicking in my head. It's very, very crazy. And it makes you basically realize sports entertainment and news and government, it's across these spectrums, and music, you know, and is a big one here, but also sports. These NFL guys are in on this crap, or they're just suckers. I don't know how, you know, they're useful idiots or they're in on it, but these guys, Malcolm Jenkins from the Eagles, this guy Anquan Boldin, who's a big receiver for the Cardinals, the Phoenix Cardinals, and so forth and so on, who lost his brother allegedly to some undercover cop shooting and all this stuff, but it all kind of really started clicking. But go ahead and play that trailer, and then we'll move on and go through this stuff.
My message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
The shooting death of Trayvon Martin was ground zero for racial division in America.
Trayvon Martin was killed for wearing a hoodie quite frankly.
I decided to produce a film on how the case affects American politics to this day. It had started as a self-defense case. But then, out of the blue, they found Trayvon's girlfriend.
She is a minor child.
This phone witness led to the most racially divisive trial since O.J. The girlfriend had written Trayvon's mother a letter.
I put it in a box.
Did you sign it at the bottom?
Yes.
What name did you use?
Diamond Eugene.
My investigation started with Trayvon's 750-page cell phone records. I made a shocking discovery. Trayvon did have a girlfriend named Diamond Eugene, but she wasn't the witness at the trial. To understand what really happened, I knew I had to find the real Diamond. My research took me to the back alleys of Little Haiti.
Maybe they can help me find Diamond.
Yeah, maybe they will help.
To the high schools of Miami Gardens. To Florida's capital city of Tallahassee. And finally, to Sanford, Florida, where I got to know George Zimmerman. For the first time, he revealed Trayvon's last words.
I heard him say, "Tell Mama Alicia I'm sorry."
Then I found a tape where Rachel confessed to prosecutors.
Real guilty.
Why do you feel real guilty?
I ain't know about it.
Huh?
I ain't know about it.
And then, finally, I found Trayvon's real girlfriend, Diamond Eugene. I was then able to reconstruct the shocking story of what really happened the month before and after the shooting. I used forensic handwriting analysis and even DNA to confirm what I had uncovered, that Diamond was switched for a fake witness in a murder trial in the most stunning hoax in American judicial history, a hoax whose consequences have been tragic beyond anyone's imagination. In telling this story, my hope is to show how politicians and the media have pulled us apart when our shared aspirations have always been to come together as one nation.
All right, go ahead, stop. So, you know, this thing that happened, okay, so Rockwood Leadership Institute, okay, so this is this San Francisco, Oakland place where Andrew Gillum, okay, he was in that little trailer right there. Basically, he attended this Rockwood Leadership kind of school institute, okay? But anyway, he almost won the governorship of Florida. This kind of throws some interesting connections here. Now, Attorney Ben Crump, this bald-headed black dude, now, for some reason, now he's one of these operators. Now, he, anytime there's something that happens to a black person with police, Ben Crump, he shows up and he's the attorney. Okay. You've seen him at all kinds of these highly questionable incidents where a black person was allegedly shot and killed by police. Okay. And, you know, for doing nothing, well, not enough wrong to deserve to be shot. Let's just put it that way. Okay, so he's here on all these racial psyops. Now, he just dropped this new book, Open Season, Legalized Genocide of People of Color. Very incendiary topic, don't you think? Open Season, Legalized Genocide of People of Color. Now, anybody living in today's America, in any urban area, you look at South Africa, you look at Western Europe, and the genocide happening, if you look at numbers in this world, black numbers in the world with reproduction and so forth. So the real genocide is happening within traditionally white majority countries. And anybody that looks at it realistically knows this. But think about this. Okay. Jay-Z puts out the movie Rest in Power, and it's about Trayvon, okay? So we have this Ferguson effect, okay? Now we see this criminal justice alleged reform coming through down the pike here in all these areas, okay? So we're getting the no money bail. So if you don't have the money to bail out and it wasn't a super bad crime, they're just letting people out, book and release, okay? And now you have bank robberies, okay? This is from the New York Post, okay? Serial bank robber suspected in yet another Manhattan heist. This is from the 14th. Okay, what does he have to lose? An alleged serial bank robber whose spree has been emblematic of the shortcomings of statewide bail reform is believed to have struck again on Tuesday, at least his sixth holdup since December 30th. Okay, a crook matching the description of Gerard Woodbury strolled into the Citibank on 3rd Avenue in Midtown near East 49th around 1:20 p.m., passed a note to a teller. Woodbury's go-to move. This is a robbery. Large bills only, please. The note used in Tuesday's robbery read, according to sources. His good manners notwithstanding, the crook ultimately fled empty-handed. It fits the description and MO of him, said one high-ranking police source, referring to Woodbury, who remained at large late Tuesday. Another source said police came to believe Woodbury was behind Tuesday's attempted theft after reviewing security footage from the bank branch. And cops certainly know what he looks like. He was busted a week later after knocking over four Chase branches in Chelsea, the Upper West Side, and the West Village between December 30th and January 8th, each time slipping a note to a teller and racking up at least a cumulative $2,000. Because he didn't use a weapon in any of his alleged holdups, Woodbury was charged with grand larceny, a nonviolent felony no longer eligible for cash bail under the sweeping criminal justice reform package that became state law on January 1st. Accordingly, a Manhattan criminal court judge had no choice but to cut Woodbury loose at a hearing for those alleged crimes on January 9th, a break that even Woodbury found inconceivable. I can't believe they let me out, he marveled, and he picked up his vouchered property at New York PD headquarters. What were they thinking? So then he goes on to more of his crimes, and people, you know, from the NYPD saying it's a circus. They made it this way, your local New York State politicians. Wait until a cop gets hurt responding or a person fleeing the bank. We'll see how they feel after that. And so this Ferguson effect, okay, criminal justice reform, no money bail. So you can rob a bank by note, okay? Now, Trayvon's mother, or the person playing his mother, Sabrina Fulton, she is running for Miami-Dade commissioner, folks. So she's parlayed her son's alleged, you know, killing by Zimmerman into now running for the Miami-Dade commissioner. Okay? Now, this just happened over the last week or so here in St. Louis. Kim Gardner, black female, open society, Soros, social justice, circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis. She's suing the St. Louis Metropolitan Police, like the union or something, basically for racism. Now, she's unwilling to prosecute cases coming from a whole swath of St. Louis police officers on all kinds of stuff. And so her and the police department are at each other's throats here in St. Louis. She's got possible charges coming against her from when our first Jewish, openly Jewish governor, Eric Greitens, he stepped down from office, as many of you know. Now, I said he was somebody to watch in politics, former Navy SEAL, Jewish, so forth and so on. Now, he had some affair going on, which I covered on the air. Now, he stepped down from office. But Kim Gardner brought charges against him. And then there was people working for her that were, I guess, committing crimes, and et cetera, that got Governor Greitens on the hook, so to speak. And so then he gets ran out of office. Now, Marilyn Mosby. Now, we all know who she is. She's the black female Soros Open Society prosecutor from Baltimore. Okay. She came to St. Louis with a whole bunch of these folks. And she basically were standing in solidarity with her, I guess, Soros-funded partner, Kim Gardner, okay? Now, Wesley Bell, who I've covered, he's the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. He came as a prosecuting attorney with the Mike Brown-Ferguson debacle, which I believe was a PSYOP as well, okay? So basically what I'm looking at is this whole thing, all of the connections here with all of these racial psyops and hoaxes, so many of these are all connected under the surface. And I've been saying this, and I've had my finger on it, but now it's really, really coming out to – it's coming out of the woodwork. Now this same prosecutor in Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, she's at it with the Baltimore police. Now the Baltimore police right now, I mean, they've got, you know, what's going on there. Many of you I know are paying attention, but it's straight chaos. So we had Elijah Cummings recently dead. I believe his wife is going to try to get his seat. I mean, just the craziest stuff. But Elijah Cummings, and this is where Pelosi's family came out of Baltimore as well, and I covered that. But so Marilyn Mosby, the prosecutor for Baltimore, she's into it now with the Baltimore police. Some police sergeant, he gets spat on, okay? And this just happened in the last couple days. He's trying to make the arrest for this individual that allegedly spat on him. And then he gets the crap kicked out of him by bystanders. And now, so Baltimore police releases the video. And now she said it was a disgusting thing for them to release the video of the police sergeant getting the crap kicked out of him by a bunch of, you know, thuggish types in the city somewhere. Okay. Now you've got this Letitia James. Okay. And she's the New York Attorney General. Now she, and this is so crazy. She's basically saying that the New York Police Department is racist because when they enforce people that don't pay their fare on the subway and so forth, that it's overwhelmingly people of color. And so therefore that automatically defaults into that the cops are racist. That not that well. The majority of people that jump the turnstiles and do so forth are mainly people of color. I mean, well over 50% of the murders are carried out by about 7% of our population in the United States, which is basically young black men. Well over 50% of the murders are carried out by them. Okay, now you'll see in the comment sections all over. Various articles and so forth, they always bring up, well, the school shooters are always these white, deranged white people. But if you look at total numbers of murders, school shooters are a drop in the bucket when you talk to overall murder across the country. It's you can't even compare the two. It's apples and oranges. But this is the kind of talking point that you see. So Attorney General Letitia James is going after law enforcement. So on Monday, James said she's probing the New York PD's fare evasion policing for racial bias. It's a disgraceful pander. If New Yorkers have been targeted because of the color of their skin, we will not hesitate to take legal action. Well, sure, if cops were singling out minorities, she'd be remiss not to act. Yet, there's no evidence, none of such targeting. From October 2017 to June 2019, James notes minorities got 70% of the fare evasion summonses and accounted for 90% of arrests, though they're only 52% of the wider population. But this percentage of fare beaters they are. James should have determined that before announcing any wider investigation. So you get into this thing where you see a lot of people of color being arrested, so that automatically translates into that the people enforcing the laws are targeting them. Come on. Ridiculous. And we know, but this is the mantra, okay? This is the basically the Frankenstein monster, which I've talked about, that has been created by the NAACP and the people who started the NAACP, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, all these people, they use basically black and others, but predominantly black on the East Coast. They use their disgruntledness as a bludgeon against law enforcement, which basically causes law enforcement to have to step back. Then you go into a more anarchistic scenario. Then you're basically your street kind of hoodlum activity multiplies. And then they're waiting for the pendulum to swing back, folks. And so they're going to get this thing to a certain point to where everybody just they snap out, and then this becomes what they hope, I guess, to precede the total totalitarian takedown of the society is a racial war psyop in order to destabilize this thing to the point where now you can bring in your Chinese, Eastern Bloc, whoever your blue helmets are. Okay, so you're going to destabilize our country to the point. Now you got this cocktailed and dovetailed right here with the political impeachment stuff and everything else. So it's all coalescing right now into this, the pimples getting the head on it. And so now we're seeing basically across the spectrum, the racial animus, then you got the kind of pussy hat women's animus, the Antifa stuff, and then now you've got the political destabilization, and here we are. Okay, phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I still have more to cover. Second hour coming your way.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.